Once the locks were off their beaks and the diamonds were returned to their rightful owners, those wacky runaway parakeets were just fine.
Thanks for that great story, Diane. Up next is a new Hypnagogue podcast with your host, John Shanahan.
Is that the show where they play all that weird music, like New Age and stuff?
No idea. Never really listened to it.
Thank you. You have made the excellent choice to listen all the way through Hypnagogue podcast number 463. Congratulations. You can mark that off your to-do list if you keep one. My name is John Shanahan. I am your host, bringing you the best ambient electronic and contemporary instrumental music. 15 tracks for your dining and dancing pleasure this time around, all from the Holding Tanks. New-ish stuff. Relatively new. I'm kind of caught up with my backlog, so the music is perhaps slightly fresher than it has been in the past. We kicked off with Christian Whitman. This is one of two Christians in this episode. I'll have you know that. Spoiler alert. Two Christians. Christian Whitman gave us Gate of Charon from the Acheron release. After that, Paul Ellis, very happy to get Paul's new album, Here Is Where, that was Light from the Void. And then you would almost think that I did this on purpose, but if you've been here before, you know that I'm not that clever. I gave you Signal from the Void. So there was Light from the Void, followed by Signal from the Void. Totally random, based on what I heard while I was shuffling. That is from D-Time, and the album is called Shadow of Time. Then it was Brandon Lane, John Gregorius, and Sean O'Brien Smith, who want you to sing, I am sure, the title of their album, Lost Desert Highway. There you heard it, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Of course you did. Great album. This track was called Montgomery Morning. After that, Masako with the beautiful track October Children from Dreaming Northern. Michelle Qureshi has been a very busy lady lately. I've been getting a lot of releases from Michelle, and I like that. The latest is called Compass of the Heart, and that was Sort Your Blessings. And then, did you feel the impact of two titans colliding? Am I overstating this? Maybe a little, but when you've got Jim Chemo West and Michael Whalen on the same album, that's a wicked good thing, as we say here in New England. The album is called Two Shores. Just a real pleasure to listen to. This is another Wine on the Porch album. I apparently drink a lot of wine on the porch, but this is a great wind down, feel good album. Again, called Two Shores. That track was Watching the Rain. And then we got a little jazzy. We went out to the borders of Jazzville with David Bach as he tackled Satie's Gymnopédie. That is off a compilation of his work called the David Bach Collection. Then I gave you an excerpt from Rob Bird's Improvisation 3 from the album Three Improvisations for Guitar. Track's about 20 minutes long. I gave you like 13, 14-ish minutes in there. Followed that up with some more guitar-based stuff from Eric Volo. His newest one is called The Heiress Suite. And that track was Obscure Trail. And then it was the second Christian of the episode, Christian Faisal, from the Full of Light release. I went to try to find this word. I'm not sure if there is a letter missing. I'm going to guess it's meant to be Dwelling in Digital Shadows. But here and on Bandcamp, it does say Dwelling in Digital Shadows, so you decide. Did you like the track? Then it doesn't matter really what it was called. What you need to know is from this excellent album, Full of Light. After that, this one caught my ear by being a little funky and fun. Cosmos from Lucas Lead. That is the title track. And the lead track, actually. It is both things off of the Cosmos release. Then a nice big album from Deep Space called Water Planets. This is super immersive, really enjoyable album. That track was Approaching the Blue. Brian Fascino after that with the title track from Day's End, and we ended with the lovely piano of frequent flyer here at the podcast, Seamus O'Winniquin. The track was called Ponder, and that album is Cage of Time. I'm going to keep this brief. Subscribe if you're not doing so already so that you can always hear every new episode as it is released. Just go wherever you get your podcasts, put in the word Hypnagogue, and there you go. You found it once. You can find it again, and you'll never have to miss an episode. I'll be back real soon with more music, and until that time, my lovely friends, I bid you all peace and power.